With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. During a congressional hearing, the special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case coming under fire from really both sides of the aisle.
Democrats accused special counsel Robert Hur of disparaging the president by questioning Joe Biden's age and mental competence.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
And he responded to Republican complaints of a double standard, that the president faces no criminal charges while Donald Trump does.
Partisan politics had nothing to do with the work that I did or the report that I wrote or the decision that I reached.
Hur stood steadfastly by his 345-page report. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Donald Trump will lead the GOP in a third consecutive presidential election after clinching the nomination Tuesday, and President Biden clinching a second consecutive Democratic nomination. Also at SRNNews.com, evangelicals have remained among Israel's fiercest foreign supporters for years.
This is particularly true here in the U.S. It's where the political influence of evangelicals helped shape the Israel policy of recent GOP administrations. Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have visited Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and help support the war effort. However, tourism to Israel has plummeted since October.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Boeing received very bad grades in a government audit of its manufacturing quality, and now the company says it's making changes to address the situation. One official says Boeing will work with employees found to have violated company manufacturing procedures. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers failing to pass several social issue bills.
West Virginia's House of Delegates passed a bill to make schools, public libraries, and museums criminally liable for distributing or displaying obscene materials to children. But the Senate never took up that bill or another one that would have restricted health care for transgender adolescents. Meanwhile, West Virginia's Senate passed a bill that would have made a pro-life video on fetal development required viewing in public schools. But that measure failed to advance in the House. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Worshippers in Spain leading a religious procession through downtown Barcelona, celebrating the appearance of long-awaited rain. The Catholic ceremony took place after 9 days of praying for relief from an extremely severe drought. Some 100 people took part in that ceremony. This is SRN News. Powerful gangs may play a significant role in Haiti's future. Here's Charles de la Desma.
It's not immediately clear who'll be chosen to lead Haiti out of the crisis in which heavily armed gangs have become steadily more dominant, although Guyana President Irfan Ali says the transitional council would have 7 voting members and 2 non-voting ones. Some experts question the role the gangs, who control 80% of Port-au-Prince, will have to play. Robert Fatten, a Haitian expert at the University of Virginia, says even if you have a different kind of government, the reality is you need to talk to the gangs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the African Development Bank calling for an end to loans given in exchange for oil and critical minerals. Such deals have left some African countries in financial crisis and helped China to control the extraction of great minerals. More details at SRNNews.com.